Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 13th of April, and I am recording at 9:32 p.m., and that is British Summer Time here in sunny London. Okay, now, maybe a little bit quieter day here for some of the markets at any rate, but I'll start off with the Asian stock markets. First, Japan. Was barely changed. It was down the tiniest of fractions in here today. But all action China remained all action China in here. The Hang Seng Index up 744 points. That's 2.73%. The Shanghai Composite Index up to 4,121. That's up 2.17%. And the H shares, that China Enterprise Index out of Hong Kong, is up 603 points, and that was 4.31%. So, very, very powerful moves. Also in Asia, we saw mostly gains elsewhere. Taiwan higher by 0.5%, same with South Korea. Australia going the other way, down, but down a tiny fraction. India over 0.5% higher in here, so and back above that 29,000 level for the Sensex index. And let's see, we have the Singapore market up 0.33%. Malaysia, tiny, tiny decline. Thailand, a tiny gain. Indonesia, down a little more, 0.8 of a percentage point. And New Zealand, a tiny, tiny gain. And in European markets, again, mixed. Mostly quiet. The biggest mover is the Spanish market, which was up 1%, and the Italian market up just over 0.5%. Modest losses for the UK and also Germany. We're talking about 0.33 here. And the Euro Stoxx Index, top 50, that's up 0.33% as well. Now, in the Americas, Wall Street was a little bit mixed in the opening, no drama. But in the last hour or so, it weakened, and less than 0.5% decline for the just down point, not 0.45 and 0.46 for the Dow and the S&P. The NASDAQ index down slightly, slightly less. So a fairly quiet day on Wall Street. Canada down just the tiniest of fractions. Mexico and Brazil up very small fractions. In the government bond market, U.S. bonds, it's very slight dip to 1.93%. Nothing much is going on there, clearly. The U.S. dollar, which had been rallying all last week, and it is up slightly here again today, but it got up to 99.99%. here, so not far from the high, and then backed off. It's currently 99.466 as I speak. In other currencies, the dollar's rally finally began to show a little bit against the Indian rupee and also the Chinese renminbi, but not by much overall. And the rupee is still stronger than the dollar this year to date. Now, switching, pick up another Asia-Pacific currency, the Japanese yen, again, quiet in here, 120.11. In Australia, Australian dollar a little easier here with commodities weakening. It's 0.7593. And the euro eased a little bit, 1.0574. And sterling up a fraction, 1.4677. What's going to happen here on the US dollar overall? Well, everybody's talking it up, so you can take that as either an important contrary indicator or an indication of what it's going to do. I am not talking the dollar up in here. I think the Fed would be very alarmed if that were to actually take place. My hunch has been all along that the Fed came in and intervened when we were last up at these levels, and I think that would be a sensible policy here overall. They may well have done that. Would they come in again if there is a push to drive this dollar higher overall? Well, and the Fed is in a somewhat tricky position here, because if the dollar were to break higher, that would cause problems again for U.S. corporations. It would slow the modest recovery that we have been seeing to date. It would make the case for a rate hike much less obvious. I think by general agreement now, that rate hike is very unlikely to occur in June and is more likely to occur in September. But unless the dollar's weaker and the US economy stronger, it'll still be difficult to make the case for that rate hike. But the Fed will want to do that. It will want to hike rates because it doesn't want to get bogged down in the election cycle starting next year. So, we've got a gradually narrowing window here in terms of opportunities for the Fed to get a rate hike or two, and I'm only talking about two rate hikes, talking about 2/4 point rate hikes. They will not be feel comfortable in doing that without a softer US dollar in here. So, intervene. Well, I think they should. Will they? Well, we'll wait and see. And elsewhere, we could see with the dollar, when the dollar was firm on Friday, that did not affect the, well, did not have any downward influence on the precious metals, but they're softer in here today. Palladium, $770. That's down nearly $6. The silver market, 1627. That's down just over 11 cents. Looking at platinum, 1153, that's down over $17. Gold bullion, 1199, that's down just over $8 here overall. So definite softening coming in there. And in industrial metals, more of the same here, and the copper price is at 271.9. Looking also at the agricultural commodities, let's see, trying to pick those up. Yes, softer in here today. Wheat down 24 cents to 502. Corn down 6.5 cents to 370. And soybeans will only very slightly change, fraction lower at 948 and three quarters. That's down 2 3/4. And crude oil slightly firmer on the WTI, up to 52.01 as I speak. And Brent very modestly higher, 58.04. That's up 17 cents. And that appears to be it. So a little bit of a breather here, with the exception of China, which is in its own world and dealing with the new flexibility here to move more money out of mainland China and into Hong Kong for those lower valuations. And they're still quite low for the two main Hong Kong indices. That's the H Share Index and also the Hang Seng Index. We're talking about those two. We're talking about 11 times earnings to 10 times earnings and decent dividends, just above 3% for the HSI and just below 3% for the H shares. So that's going to remain interesting here for a while longer. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.